98.9 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. As armed gangs rampage through the island nation of Haiti, the country's leader is quitting. The BBC's David Harper has that.
The president of Guyana, Irfan Ali, who heads the Caribbean bloc CARICOM, says the Haitian Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, has resigned. The resignation comes just hours after leaders of CARICOM and the US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, met in Jamaica. They discussed a proposal to speed up a political transition in Haiti and plans to expedite the deployment of international security personnel there.
Many Americans in the country are leaving as the nation descends further into anarchy. Five people died, three of them children, when a school bus crossed over the yellow line and collided head-on with a semi-truck in western Illinois. Here's CBS's Roxana Saberi.
The accident comes amid a recent spate of bus accidents. An estimated 108 people were killed in school bus-related crashes across the country in 2021. Just last Wednesday, a service truck ran a red light in Wisconsin, slamming into a school bus and injuring eight students.
The House will vote on legislation that would force the Chinese company ByteDance to sell its popular TikTok app, says CBS's Nicole Killian.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise said they plan to move forward with a vote on this bill as soon as this coming Wednesday. So whether or not those Republicans who have come out in support of this measure change their perspective in any way in light of the former president remains to be seen, but it's still widely expected that there could be enough votes to move this legislation forward in the House.
The heads of the agencies that are charged with keeping the homeland safe have been testifying before the Senate Intelligence Committee.
FBI Director Chris Wray says even before the Hamas attack on Israel, he'd have said the U.S. was at a heightened threat level.
Since October 7th, though, that threat has gone to a whole nother level.
Ray says this is the first time he's seen all of this at the same time.
Jihadist-inspired extremists, domestic violent extremists, foreign terrorist organizations, and state-sponsored terrorist organizations.
Peter King, CBS News.
Dozens of people have been injured on a flight from Australia, says CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Terrifying moments on board LATAM Flight 800 flying from Sydney, Australia to Auckland, New Zealand, shown in video obtained by the New Zealand Herald. The airline says the plane experienced a technical issue, resulting in a strong movement of the Boeing 787 that launched passengers into the ceiling, leaving some bloodied.
And the New York Times says an FAA examination of Boeing's 737 MAX production line has found that the company failed 33 of 89 audits. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another two-year college in Wisconsin is closing its doors. The University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee said Monday it will close its branch campus in Waukesha after the spring semester next year. The Universities of Wisconsin blame falling enrollment, changing demographics, and budget constraints. The presidential campaign returns to Wisconsin this week. President Biden will take his message to Milwaukee Wednesday.
He's focused on preserving democracy in this country after insurrectionists stormed the Capitol and tried to overturn the free and fair election results, restore Roe versus Wade after Donald Trump appointed Supreme Court justices that overturned it, and keeping the greatest American comeback story going.
White House Communications Director Ben LaBolt speaking to ABC News. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks face the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks wrap up their West Coast trip tonight in Sacramento against the Kings. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers asked just how much has Damian Lillard made the difference in scoring.
I think Dame and Giannis. I just think the combination, I don't even look at them as one. I think the combination of them is what creates all the action.
College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers headed to Minneapolis for the Big Ten tournament. As the number 5 seed, they host either Maryland or Rutgers Thursday afternoon. NFL, the Packers making moves in free agency. They signed Raiders running back Josh Jacobs to a 4-year deal worth $48 million. On defense, they added Giants safety Xavier McKinney with a 4-year contract worth $68 million, an average of $17 million per year. The Packers saying goodbye to running back Aaron Jones and left tackle David Bakhtiari. GM Brian Gutekunst releasing a statement thanking them both for their time in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky, lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm once again with highs into the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy Wednesday, high-low 60s. Rain chances move into the area Wednesday night. That carries on over into Thursday, cooler for the rest of the week. Need a change of scenery?
Check out Tuesday, Worthington, Minnesota.
It's worth
ever.
A look.
Devils
it's 55 right now.
Joe Biden's visit to Milwaukee on Wednesday. You better tune in. Devils Advocates across the Civic Media Network.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who binge-watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Welcome, welcome. Great to have you with me. On this Monday, here in the beautiful state of Wisconsin, following what, in my opinion, was a very festive and eventful Oscar broadcast, I thought it was really fun. Now I have the Oscar blues. We have to wait a whole other year. And I'm torn because I don't think really there is a competition. I think all the films that were nominated were great. It's weird to pit them against each other, but it's also kind of fun. And I watched the entire broadcast, as I usually do. The last few years I've been in and out, but largely because of Nightlight and what we talk about here, I watched top to bottom. It was really fun, I thought. Some great winners, some great speeches, great moments. And overall, I thought it was a lot of fun. And I thought it was a great year for movies. But we'll get to all that. We've got a lot of Oscar talk on tonight's show. I've got two great guests on tonight's show as well. Jeopardy rock star and De Pere native, St. Norbert College professor, Ben Chan will be here at 7:35. And Ben is a lot of fun. He was on the Mino in the Morning show, Mino and the Mayor in the Morning show. And he's just a really likable guy, really rooting for him in Jeopardy. He enters the final round. I believe it starts tomorrow. So he will be here in studio. I put together a little Jeopardy questionnaire myself that I will try. There's no way I'm going to stump Ben. My questions are pretty. The last thing I would want to do, actually, is stump Ben on Nightlight the day before he goes to perform or to compete in Jeopardy in the finals. I don't want to rattle him. I want him to win. I want him to be the new Ken Jennings. And maybe he already is. But Ben just seems like a great guy. He will be here. And if he doesn't want to take my quiz, that's fine. Conrad, let's not try to stump Ben. Honestly, I don't think, not that we could.
Yeah, we can't do that a day before.
Right. Our IQs together.
I don't think we could stump him anyways.
Right. He's probably got his beat. He probably doubles it on his own. But he will be here shortly. That'll be fun to talk to Ben. And then in the second hour, at the bottom of the hour, Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel joins me to talk some Oscars, kind of put a bow. Well, we're not going to put a bow on it because Rob Thomas is going to be here tomorrow as well to talk Oscars. So a lot of aftermath we have to sift through. But Ben Chan will be here tonight at 7:35 and Chris Foran at 8:35. And Chris is always a great guest, too. Love talking showbiz with Mr. Foran. Did you have a good weekend, Conrad?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it wasn't that warm out, but
yeah.
So I chose to just watch a couple movies, and
oh.
I saw the movie Damsel, the Netflix.
Okay, how was that?
It was actually pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Now, wait, is that's not the kids' movie, is it?
No, it's not a kids' movie. It's definitely okay. No, it's about
like is it an adult film?
It's no, it's not that.
It's a double meaning.
It's about like a girl who gets, she like goes to overseas, and now I can't explain it for some reason now. Okay. Anyways, she has to fight her way out of a whole like cave and stuff, and there's a dragon that she has to defeat, and it's a good movie. I enjoyed it.
Very nice. Okay, what else? You said you saw two.
Yeah, I went back and rewatched Yes Man.
What's Yes Man again? Refresh my memory.
Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah.
He said no all the time, and then he went to this conference that say yes, and he says yes to literally everything.
I don't think I ever saw that movie. Was it good?
It's a funny movie. It's great. I really enjoy it. Jim Carrey plays a great role in that.
Yeah, he's great. Okay, Yes Man. I'm going to have to check that out. And Damsel, nice to know. So
yeah.
I went on a binge starting Saturday night. I started very late, and I watched May, December. I actually had a choice. I could have watched May, December, or the final film I had not seen, ultimately would have not seen at the start of the Oscar broadcast, which was Past Lives. I opted to watch May, December instead because I heard such great things, and it was nominated for Best Screenplay. So I watched May, December. It was great. And I don't know if you remember the Mary Kay Letourneau story. She dated like an eighth grader. They ended up together. She went to jail. They stayed together. It was just a bizarre story, but that's sort of what this movie is loosely based on. May, December is very good. And I want to say, did it win? I think it won best. Let me see. I'm Googling. Googling makes for great radio.
Yeah.
I had this written down, but I can't
definitely
find it. Can you take a memo, Conrad, and look up,
of course,
see if May, December won any, I thought it won best screenplay, but maybe not. Actually, it was nominated. It did not win because Anatomy of a Fall won best screenplay. American Fiction won best adapted screenplay. So, and before I go any further, that's our question tonight. What did you think of the Oscars? It can be like you agreed with something, disagreed with something. What are your overall thoughts? Something that really ticked you off? Maybe you hated John Cena's wardrobe. That was a moment. John Cena went out on stage completely naked except for Birkenstocks. And Christy's giving the thumbs down. She did not like that moment. Wearing Birkenstocks and a piece of cardboard. And the cardboard was, I mean, how do I put this? You know, there was a lot of room for error there. He had to hold it very steady, and I'm sure they did some type of wardrobe thing where they made sure there were not going to be any accidents or visitors, should I say. But that was bizarre. And he is a monster. Like, he is a big dude. But kind of had a weird body. Like, everyone I was watching the show with, we were all like, look at his body. Like, it's very chiseled and muscular. He just kind of walked weird. Maybe it's because he's, like, too muscular or something. But that was a strange moment. But it was funny.
Did you see Ricky Stenicki?
What do you mean?
The movie.
I did not see it. No, I was.
I'm thinking that's like a stunt for like Ricky Stenicki or something.
Well, it was possibly, but it was a stunt to give away the best costume design. Yeah. So that worked. It was a good gag, and he was a great sport. He was very funny. Just to be safe, I might have turned the cardboard the other way, just to prevent any sort of you know where I'm going with this. Don't make me say it, Conrad. but that was a fun moment. But anyway, I watched May, December, then I watched Poor Things, and I watched Holdovers. What a great film. Alexander Payne might be my favorite director. Everything he does, I love. Election, one of my favorite comedies. Sideways, great film. Omaha, Citizen Ruth, or Nebraska, I'm sorry, not Omaha. Citizen Ruth, hilarious. And I love The Holdovers. It was such a great film. But I have to say, I loved Poor Things. I watched it. It's weird. But And to me, I'm not going to speak or try to speak for women, but almost a better message, in my opinion, about women than Barbie. They're both great in their own way, but Poor Things had this like really dark humor. And Mark Ruffalo was really funny in it. I was really cheering for him to win Best Supporting Actor. Can't argue with Robert Downey Jr. He was great. He gave a great speech. An incredible comeback for him personally, just from where he was a couple decades ago. But after seeing Poor Things, I so wanted Mark Ruffalo to win Best Supporting Actor. He was so funny. And I wanted Lily Gladstone to win Best Actress after seeing Killers of the Flower Moon. But after seeing Emma Stone in Poor Things, she's so good, and there's so much for her to do, and so many scenes that must have been so awkward to shoot. But she was so good. You just can't argue with her winning. In fact, she couldn't even have been surprised that she won. But her reaction was sort of like, she kind of did that like pseudo surprise thing. It's like she's won all the major award shows. Were you that surprised you won the Oscar? I know it's a cool moment. And I want to say it's her second Oscar. Conrad, memo?
Yep.
Emma Stone? I think it's her second Oscar. I think she won one for La La Land. But she was outstanding. So that's the question tonight. It's very general, very broad. What did you think of the Oscars? You agree with all of them? Was there an upset in your opinion? Was there something you really wanted to win that didn't?
Yeah, she won her second
Oscar. I thought so. Yeah. La La Land. So that was her second Oscar, and she's only like 35 or something like that. She's really good. Willem Dafoe, too. Two Wisconsinites in Poor Things. Pretty impressive. We were well represented at the Oscars last night. So let us know what you think. And let's get some texts here on the stream. Hey, you can check out the show on the stream. Conrad, tell people how they can check out our show on the stream.
Yeah, so you can go on Facebook, WGBW, Facebook with Nightlight with Pete Schwabba page, Civic Media YouTube, and then on Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, or X,
whatever,
or Twix.
It yeah.
It's WGBW. So you got four options.
There's a lot of ways to light the night. And our question is very basic. So let us know what you thought about the Oscars. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. And if I didn't mention this already, Conrad is ready to take your text and hear your opinions.
Definitely.
And we're all ready to go. So a couple birthdays, too. Do you guys like Terrence Howard? Terrence Howard is one of my favorite actors. In fact, I don't think he works enough. And he's never really done a great job. He's good in everything. I feel like he should do better films, or better parts should be offered to him because he's excellent. And Bobby McFerrin, when you were cutting that clip, Conrad, did you recognize that song, Don't Worry, Be Happy?
Yeah.
So the song was like in the 80s, Don't Worry, Be Happy. It's kind of a fun, it was like a feral happy song, but 30 years ago. And The Simpsons had a lot of fun with that one. We'll play that too when we... That'll come up next. And more Oscar texts, and I'll read your text. Sherry is chiming in. I will read her text next as well. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, post-Oscars version on the Civic Media Radio Network. Where it should have been. 'Cause now she's gone and I am free. And she can't do a thing to
You're listening to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete
Schwabba!
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Yeah, check us out on the stream. Conrad gave you all the directions. It's like watching TV. It's like listening to the radio and watching TV at the same time. And I realize if more people watch the stream, I will have to up the ante and do more entertaining things physically. So maybe we could work on that. You got to make it more appealing. I mean, because I'm just sitting here, right?
We need to get some makeup for you.
Yeah. I could do a little soft shoe while I'm doing the show, maybe stand. Sherry on the stream is watching. She says, good evening from Horicon. Horicon? I hope I'm saying Horicon. That right, Sherry. Horicon? Okay. Yeah. Wow, you knew that right away, Connor. Is that like a suburb of Keewaskum?
No, I just have family that lives there.
Oh, nice. So say it again.
Horicon.
Horicon, okay. Because here we say Oregon, and if you say that to someone from Oregon, it's like they want to rip your throat out. No, it's Oregon. Good evening, Sherry. Thank you for watching. She says, I liked that movie. I love Emma Stone. Poor Things, yes. And Christy's friend Jason says, good evening. Good evening, Jason from Marinette. Greetings from Marinette. My hood. Representing. We are well represented between me and Jason tonight. And a couple on the text line from Andrew from Verona says, I can't even remember the last time I watched the Oscars, but my kids made me watch last night. Sounds like the kids wear the pants in that house. They watched for the Billy Irish and Ryan Gosling performances, which did not disappoint, by the way. Both were great. He says, I had to explain to them who Slash is. Oh, Slash was phenomenal. Anytime I see Slash, he just like appears. I love how they don't announce him. It's all of a sudden, it's just like there's Slash and he's tearing it up. It's so cool. Andrew continues, Al Pacino, love him. But next time, maybe pair him with someone who can read the teleprompter. Yes, that was bizarre. Al Pacino went out there. He was much older now. He's probably pushing, I don't know, maybe 80? But he just was kind of, seemed very uncomfortable. He always has. Like, as good of an actor as he is, whenever he appears somewhere in an interview, he always looks uncomfortable. And there's actually a lot of actors like that. But he just kind of read it quickly. He said, Oppenheimer. It's like, wait a minute, what? There's like no buildup. It was very sudden. I wasn't ready for that. I'm still recovering. Great text. Thank you, Andrew. Let us know what you thought of the Oscars. That's our question tonight. You can chime in with anything. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. So as I mentioned, it was it's Bobby McFerrin's birthday today. He's 74. He wrote a song called Don't Worry, Be Happy. I don't know if he wrote it. He performed it. He possibly wrote it. Has kind of a reggae feel to it. He was kind of a fun performer from the late 80s. That's when I remember him. And he wrote this fun song called Don't Worry, Be Happy. And it was that kind of song. It came on. It's like, yeah, chill out. Don't worry, be happy. And The Simpsons had a lot of fun with that in one of their episodes. And I had to find this when I saw it was Bobby McFerrin's birthday. So I looked for this clip from The Simpsons. It's very quick. It's Homer driving in the car, listening to the radio. And here's what he hears.
That was Bobby McFerrin's new one. I'm worried.
Need money.
Okay.
And that was perfect because you didn't hear anything from Bobby McFerrin for like 20 years. And you assume those don't worry, be happy residual checks ran out or stopped coming. He could be a gazillionaire, though. I don't know. It was just funny. Hey, Ben Chan will be here in about 10 minutes. He is the he enters the finals tomorrow on Jeopardy. A show that I wouldn't even waste my time auditioning for. I feel stupid when I watch it. And Ben will be here to set us straight and prove that someone that nice or that smart can really be a nice guy. Chris Foran will be here in the second hour to continue discussing the Oscars. So that'll be fun. Today is National Funeral Director and Mortician Day. That's really weird. You know what? I have a friend who owns a funeral. I should have had him on the, you know, what do these guys do? It's like that great Dennis Miller joke. He says you're a forensic when you're doing the, what do they call it? Oh, the coroner. Yeah. He says that's got to be the easiest job in the world. What's the worst thing that can happen? The guy's already dead. He goes, oh, honey, I gained one on the table today. It's also National Worship of Tools Day. That, I don't know. I don't know what to make of that. You could read into that. That could be obscene. Or maybe they actually mean like a drill or a hammer. Conrad, are you a handy guy?
No, not at all.
Is that a personal question?
A little bit, yeah.
I meant it like, can you build things? Can you fix things around the house?
I can fix things if I get directions for it.
Yeah, I can fix things if I have someone over to do it. I mean, and it's also National Napping Day, which could confuse a funeral director. Don't make that mistake. National Napping Day. Christy, can you nap?
I can. And, you know, my family owns Fotenhauer Funeral Home. If I knew that, I would have had them come in.
They own what?
They own Fotenhauer Funeral Home.
You have a funeral guy in the family?
My uncle Andy owns Fotenhauer Funeral Home.
Wow.
I didn't know they had a special day.
They do. What do you think he's doing to celebrate?
Maybe after the show.
Got the funeral day tree up and the... Conrad, are you a napper?
Yeah. Definitely.
I wish I could nap. I'm envious.
I get like 2 hours, you know?
You could do a 2-hour nap?
Yeah. If I'm really feeling it, I can go like for like four.
That's insane. How do you sleep at night? I wish I could do that. That's really impressive. Here's a moment on the Oscars last night I thought was horribly awkward. Melissa McCarthy, who's usually very funny, and Octavia Spencer, they're both Oscar winners. And they went out to present an award, and they did this thing about Chippendale. It was so horrible. And it went on for like 3 or 4 minutes, and I'm like, at this rate, this broadcast is going to go until midnight. Luckily, it went very smoothly after that. Kate McKinnon and America, that's Conrad's girlfriend, Kate McKinnon, yep, and America Ferrar, hilarious. And there was a moment where she said, Kate McKinnon told Steven Spielberg she will stop sending him nudes. He played along. I mean, I'm sure it was staged, but it was just a really funny moment. It was everything Melissa McCarthy and Octavia Spencer were trying to achieve and came up short on. But Kate McKinnon and America Ferrar, very funny. And then, of course, there's the social media message Jimmy Kimmel received from Donald Trump, which ended up probably being the moment of the whole night. And Trump attacked Kimmel, saying he's the worst Oscar host ever. And Kimmel, I mean, he walked into it. Kimmel said, I'm surprised you're up this late. Isn't it past your jail time? I mean, he walked into it. He set him up better than a comedy writer could have. Lots of great moments from last night's broadcast. We're asking, what is your favorite moment from the Oscars? Or what's a moment you didn't like? Just share your thoughts. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. Jeopardy rock star Ben Chan joins me next on the Civic Media Radio Network. Yeah.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
CBS News Brief. Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry is resigning. His decision was announced after a meeting of a group of Caribbean nations led by Guyana's President Irfan Ali.
We are pleased to announce the commitment to a transitional governance arrangement, which paves the way for a peaceful transition of power.
Five people, including three children, have died in a head-on collision involving a school bus about an hour northwest of Springfield, Illinois. A state police spokeswoman.
Preliminary information indicates that the bus was traveling west on Route 24 and for an unknown reason crossed over into the eastbound lanes in front of the semi-truck. Both vehicles became engulfed in flames.
The House is expected to vote tomorrow on a bill that would require the Chinese company that owns TikTok to sell it, or else. CBS's Nicole Killian.
The TikTok app could potentially be removed from app stores.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The people trying to recall Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss say they have more than enough signatures to force a vote. Donald Trump's supporters in Voss's district wanted him to do more to back Trump's unproven claims about election fraud. They also wanted Voss to remove Megan Wolf from her job as Wisconsin's top election official. The recall signatures were due Monday. The city of Milwaukee is set to receive another $25 million from the federal government to make sure the Republican National Convention goes smoothly this summer. That brings the total amount of security funding for the event up to $75 million. Lawmakers in Washington signed off on the additional funding Friday. The RNC is expected to draw thousands of political junkies to Milwaukee this July and could need as many as 4,500 cops to make sure everyone is safe. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be partly cloudy, warm, and windy today. And with all the warm and the wind and the dry conditions, there is an elevated grassland fire risk today. So be aware of that and just be careful with the fire. 65 today, southwest wind gusting to 25 or 30. 42 tonight, tomorrow partly cloudy with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
This is Don Rosen. You know, it's great to be welcomed back to WRJN to super serve the folks in the Racine and surrounding areas every morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio refreshed.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it. I'm feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. Oh, I got the lights. I got to hit the lights, Conrad. Show's called Nightlight. Here we go. Nightlight. All right, here we go. Welcome back. Great to have you. We are broadcasting live statewide, by the way, from our beautiful studios here at WGBW at City Deck Landing in downtown Green Bay. Chris Foran will be along in the second hour to talk Oscars.
Oh.
But right now, I'm really thrilled to introduce this next guest. He is here in studio with me. He is an absolute rock star, and he's much smarter than me. And he is a St. Norbert professor. Please welcome. Listeners, please welcome Ben Chan. Ben, welcome to Nightlight.
Woo, Ben Chan.
They're not saying boo. They're saying Ben Chan. Hey, welcome. It's great to have
Thanks
you here.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah, I've heard much about you. I'm excited to get to know you better.
Oh, well, that's great. Let's do it. Let's do it for everyone to hear. Let's become friends. We're already Facebook friends.
Yeah, let's hang out.
You accepted my request, so now let's...
In real life after this.
Yeah, let's pal around, as they say. Okay, Ben, I want to get to Jeopardy, all that stuff. You're like this big star now, but tell me a little bit and tell the listeners a little bit about who you are. Well, give us some background on Ben.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, I grew up in Queens, New York. I've lived in Green Bay for 10 years. St. Norbert College brought me here. I was actually at Lawrence in a non-permanent position a couple of years before I was in Green Bay, and I really liked the area, and as luck would have it, a job opened up at St. Norbert, and I was like, okay, might as well apply there. I like it here. And
wow.
Long story short, yeah.
So you went to Lawrence for undergrad? Or
No, I was teaching there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was teaching there for 2 years on like a postdoc, and I was like, oh, this is Northeast Wisconsin suits me, yeah.
Oh, very nice. So and you're a professor of philosophy, correct?
Yes, correct.
Who's your favorite philosopher?
I have a couple of different tattoos of quotes from Immanuel Kant.
Yeah. Oh, for some reason I knew you were going to say that. That's so weird.
It's actually his 300th birthday this year.
Wow.
Yeah. So, Kant. He's
dead though, right? Okay. I'm just double checking. It's got my facts straight here.
Well, you know,
he's alive.
He's biologically dead. Yeah, exactly, right. But we're still talking about him. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do they, I would imagine St. Thomas Aquinas maybe is a big, St.
Aquinas Norbert. Is big. Aristotle is big. I think Plato is big. Descartes is big. You know,
I call him Rene. That's how close Rene. We are. We're pretty tight.
Yeah. So the Catholic intellectual tradition is very rich in philosophy.
That's pretty cool. So you obviously like Northeast Wisconsin. I think what makes your story, and based on what I've read about you, Ben, if we can get to know you a little more, is that your dad was an immigrant. That's pretty cool. Tell us how he came to America.
My dad was born in mainland China. He moved to Hong Kong, slept on the floor of his the shop he was working in Hong Kong because he couldn't afford any rent. Right, he would save up a week's pay to be able to avoid the bus fare to watch a movie in Hong Kong.
Oh my gosh.
He got on a ship, and then when a ship was on shore leave in New York, he didn't get back on the ship. Started working in restaurants, opened a restaurant. What I say about my dad is he's not only the hardest working person I ever knew, he was also the hardest working person I ever even heard of. Like,
wow.
From the time he opened his restaurant, one-man show in Harlem in 1970 until, I think, the first 10 years it was open, he worked 364 days a year. He took one day off a year.
What a slacker.
Working 14 hours a day, right? So it's like,
Lord.
Yeah, it's like I've worked maybe as hard as he worked, 30 days in my life total, right? Like, and he did that for 10 years.
What is that like when you have a dad that's worked that hard and has just achieved the American dream, basically? Yeah. And but you were raised in Queens, much different lifestyle than him. Yeah. Does that put pressure on you? Did he put pressure on you, or is he just wanted to give you a better life?
Yeah, but the number one pressure is to, like, now that your parents have given you all of that, the pressure is to be happy, right? It's like to live the best life you can, having the easiest life in comparison to them. And, you know, the only, what I actually told myself when I was at my dad's funeral, what I said was like, everything is easy knowing that I came from you, right? Oh, because like you don't, like nothing I face is anything you couldn't have handled easily, right? So knowing that I came from you, if I just remember that, I tried to remember that when I was on Jeopardy too. It's like, oh yeah, this is easy. I came from you.
No guest I've had on Nightlight has made me come close to crying yet. But that was almost a moment. That's really beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, I can easily make myself cry by thinking about these things. So I'm close.
Well, you do what you need to do. Yeah. I think that's really cool. I was hoping you would say, my dad said, Ben, whatever you do, go on Jeopardy and kick some butt.
It's sad, right? That's one of the things, like he had a sixth grade education, you know, eventually was like semi-fluent in English. But he knew what Jeopardy was, right? And he would watch with me and my mom. But he would have got, you know, he probably would get zero clues correct in Jeopardy, but he would have been so happy to see me.
Oh, I can't even imagine. Yeah, I'm sure.
Right. So unbelievable to go. Yeah, he didn't, like, the one childhood picture I have of him, like, he's not wearing shoes, right? It's like,
whoa.
And to go from that to, you know, being on stage with Ken Jennings in one generation is, crazy.
That's pretty, and you're teaching philosophy at
right. I get to teach philosophy.
I'm sure he's incredibly proud. You know what I used to do? Okay, when I was trying to impress my wife, like, 25 years ago when we met, I would, when Jeopardy was on, I would answer the questions I knew. And if I didn't know it, I just wouldn't say anything. And she'd go, well, what's the answer? I'm like, oh, I didn't hear it. What was that? Like, I would pretend I didn't know the ones and I just spout out the ones. But I think she figured out pretty quickly I didn't know what I was talking about. I guess there's kind of a funny story. Our mutual friend Christy told me, you tell us about what made you and the circumstances, what inspired you to try to get on Jeopardy? Walk us through that.
Yeah, I mean, there's the funny part. I think the initial thing that got me to take the test online, everybody should take the anytime test, by the way. Like, I just
Conrad,
took it.
Take a memo.
Yeah, right. I watched it one day. I was had a glass of wine because it's post-dinner viewing for us. And I thought I would have won this game. And so I took the anytime test off a glass of wine while sitting on my couch. And that led to an audition, which led to me being on the show, right? And so, you know, it can happen to anybody, right? I think, you know, my inspiration for it was also, you know, like I told my dad, he died during COVID 2020. He had a very good life, right? And then as it happened, you know, one of my best friends in an unrelated thing died the next year. And that was actually the impetus to make me really go for it. Like, I hadn't had a bucket list before then, but he was the best guy. He also, this is going to sound weird, but like, he's a philosophy professor, but he, he had a very prestigious place, but he told me, like, oh, Ben, you're like, you're the smartest person I know. Right. And I was like, oh, after that, I was like, oh, right. You know, Steve, my friend who passed, was like, oh, he thought you were super smart. You should go on Jeopardy to, like, show people what Steve saw, right? Because it's, I don't know.
That's really cool. Now, the story I heard was you were on your couch in your underwear drinking wine. So you kept it G-rated.
Now, okay. I've got another funny story about if you want to go to PG.
Well, I think we can handle it. It's a family show, but PG is allowed. I don't want to go into detail.
Yeah, my other funny, this is an icebreaker. I didn't get clearance to say in one of my interviews on Jeopardy, which is Magic Johnson has seen me naked.
I saw that. Yeah. How did Truth or Dare? Was it a Truth or Dare game?
No, no.
Just a couple guys hanging out? How did that
I went
happen?
To grad school at UCLA, and the funny thing about UCLA is like I would play pickup basketball. I'm actually a huge basketball fan.
Same.
And inside the student center, it's like on the one court, you have like random, you know, people like me playing pickup. On the next court, Magic Johnson, Lisa Leslie, you know, Kobe Bryant, like literally 10 feet from you on the same floor, they're having an NBA pickup game. And then so in the locker room, that's where he saw me naked, right? And so the
I hope so.
That's the true story. And then the not true story is to say, then he said, and they call me Magic Johnson.
Well, you just created quite a visual there for us, Ben.
Who's really watching or listening?
Listen, I hope some people are, but you should tell that story on Jeopardy. You'll have maybe a few more.
Yeah, no, they couldn't. They didn't. They couldn't fact check it. So they
did he say anything to you after that? Or
oh man, no, he didn't. I mean, the funny thing is, he was like talking to somebody, and I was taking a Kant seminar. It comes back to Kant.
Yeah.
And then I was really mad because I didn't have my copy of Kant's Critique of Practical Reason with me because...
You didn't have that in the gym locker room with you?
No, I thought I had Come it with on. Me. So I went into my locker because I wanted Magic Johnson to sign it because I was going to say like, you know, Magic, you're arguably the greatest basketball player of all time. Immanuel Kant is arguably the greatest philosopher of all time. I think it would be really cool if he signed this book.
Oh, that's kind of a right? nice way to bridge
that. Yeah,
that
would have been great, right? But I didn't
I would say
book.
Michael Jordan's better than both of them. But, you know, what do I know? My guest, by the way, is Ben Chan. The finals are on tomorrow night, correct, from Jeopardy?
Yeah, it's best of seven.
Best of seven. You have to be the first player to win 3 out of 7 for $250,000. I don't want to get your hopes up, but we're trying to get it so that Conrad and I are the two guys you play against. And all we ask is if you win.
Why wasn't that the case?
We get a taste. That's all we're asking for. So you've already won like what, 70 G's so far? Something like that?
254 G's.
So if you win the next round, you're at $500,000?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with the money?
I'm a simple person.
99 out on the town?
Right.
Some new slacks?
Right. No, I think my spouse and I, we would like to be able to travel with the dogs, you know, so some sort of vehicle situation where we could go into, you know, the national parks and see the national parks, be able to travel with dogs, etc.
That would be really cool. What does your wife think of all this?
She's been very supportive. She understands, like, I'm a serial hobbyist, you know, like I've gotten really into woodworking at times, into golf, and like I like learning something new and getting good at it, right? And so she's been understanding of those things in the past, and she was very understanding of this too.
I'm going to ask you something on the radio, and I'm going to put you on the spot. Are you smarter than your wife?
No, I mean... Okay.
Just the fact that you answered like that tells me you might be.
I'm maybe smarter than my dad in that respect. It's like, I think... I believe we have very complementary intelligences.
That's a very good answer. And that's probably true of most
couples,
it's right?
Like, it's like it wouldn't work otherwise.
I have so much to ask you here, and I don't even know where to go next. I know you tried out for Fear Factor. All right, when we come back, I'm going to ask you about Fear Factor.
Okay.
That'll be a good one.
That's a good
one.
And
then I want to ask you, too, about...
And then we got to talk Oscars.
And we'll talk... Oh, buddy, we'll talk Oscars, believe me. This is a mini-series, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. You're not just here for 15 minutes.
I'm auditioning.
All right, that's the voice of Ben Chan, Jeopardy rock star. He's back at it tomorrow in the finals. Coming up next, I'm going to ask him what his Fear Factor tryout was like, and we will get to some Oscars. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Checking in on the stream, Ed the Diver says, hey, hey.
Hey, Ed.
Good to hear from you. That's three Marinette people. We are repping Marinette big time tonight. Jason says, welcome, I assume, to Ed. Jim Denny says, happy days. And Sherry back again with, how do you stream Jeopardy? You know how to do that? Can you do that?
Streaming is not a thing that's easy to do with Jeopardy, unless you have one of the, you know, YouTube Live, Hulu Plus Live. It's like sports. It's one of the few things that it's that's still keeping broadcast TV going, right? It's
exactly. We just stream everything, and now you can stream a lot of sports, which is nice. But for like the Oscars, you know, we had to go somewhere to watch it with a group of people because I'm like, I have blown through all those. Like, I've had YouTube.
You don't have an antenna?
I don't have an antenna.
No, just get an antenna. Get an antenna. That's what I'd say. It's, and the antenna works. The antennas are pretty good now. Because with the digital TV.
Yeah.
And so it's worth investing in an
antenna. You got a guy you could refer me to? You got an antenna guy?
Amazon.com.
I found his weakness. I found his weakness. All right. So how far do you think you can go on Jeopardy, Ben?
Well, so the winner of the Tournament of Champions goes on to the new primetime Jeopardy Masters, which is, they just started last year. It's an interesting thing. You know, the multi-generational Jeopardy champions can compete there. So, that would be the next step. It's very alluring because I feel like this face is ready for prime time. Right? Enough of this 6 p.m. stuff.
So I want to ask you, we were talking before the show and you talked about a couple friends of yours who are really smart guys. Like Ken Jennings smart, maybe, or...
Oh, and, like that's the people I'm going to be playing against in the finals.
Okay, yeah. But either way, this is pertinent in the sense that, like, there are a lot of smart people. But to go on national TV and be able to perform under pressure like that, is there a balance there? Like, are you part performer? That's why you can do that? Are you calm under pressure? What makes you better at Jeopardy than other people?
Yeah, it's interesting. The three of us have very different personalities. Me, Yogesh, and Troy were the three finalists. You know, I was saying, I've actually always been very calm under pressure, like in emergencies.
Okay.
I feel calmer in emergencies than I do getting up in the morning thinking about walking the dogs and making breakfast and, you know, preparing for class. Like, literally, I feel much calmer playing Jeopardy. And I think, actually, there's a psychiatrist who's in the Tournament of Champions. She thinks it's because I might have, like, low-level ADHD where it's like, no, it's like, it's true. It's like, in that situation, not having to think and plan and just react is very calming. Yeah. So,
That's interesting.
I'd like to be playing Jeopardy all the time, really.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it doesn't look like, I mean, I don't want to jinx anything.
This
it
is
looks
nice
like,
too.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. So have you met Ken Jennings?
Yeah, of course.
Nice guy.
Have you watched the show?
I have.
It's me. Ken is there. I talked to him. No, in the Tournament of Champions, Ken is the host. Ken and Mayim during the regular season too.
Okay. So this is making sense. Now, who do you think would win between you and Ken in an arm wrestle?
I've been doing, to prepare for TOC, I got physically tired during TOC. That was the one thing. It's like, there's a lot of show business stuff that goes on to get you on the like there's a lot of publicity, standing around, waiting for stuff, getting mic'd up, talking to random people. So I got tired just doing all that. So I was like, I've been working out
just to keep your stamina up.
I worked out a lot.
Nice.
I mean, I used to be I mentioned basketball. Like I used to be like a big. I'm kind of a gym rat, so
okay.
I'd gotten away from that a little bit, but I was like working out pretty hard for just because I needed it also as a break.
Yeah,
it was both a good break from mind stuff plus getting ready for the physical side of just being out there. Yeah,
absolutely. When it comes to hoops, what's your game? 3-point shooting, ball handling.
I'm old school. Like
defense.
I'm pretty good handle. I'm from New York City. So I have good handle, but also was, you know, my formative years were the 90s. So I was like my mid-range.
It's okay.
Handle and mid-range.
Nice. Yeah. Could you get close? How tall are you?
5'9", 5'10".
Could you, what kind of air did you get?
No, it doesn't matter. The interesting thing is, you know, I don't have hops, but I'm pretty strong. It's rare that I've ever get to play against anybody shorter than me. So when I get to place it, it's over. It's like, oh my God, I have superpowers. Yeah. I have superpowers. Like you can't guard me. Like if you're shorter than me, you can't guard me. Yeah.
That's like when I played basketball, I was a pretty good shooter and I could jump, but I couldn't dribble. And I'm like 6 feet tall. So you pretty much have to be able to dribble to play that game.
Yeah.
Nobody's putting me in just to board, hit the boards and stuff like that. Yeah. So. I get the sense you weren't really impressed with that, Ken. Okay, so
I mean, nobody's
going
to be impressed with any of our games.
All right, fair enough. We'll stick to Jeopardy. That gets you. So you auditioned for Fear Factor. What was that tryout like?
I was inspired to. I went to school in LA, right? So I was inspired to try out for Fear Factor because. It's like on one show, they were eating something called thousand-year-old egg. It's a Chinese delicacy. It's just like the lutefisk of Chinese food.
Okay.
It's like you've had, it's not that big a deal. It doesn't look great, but this is not a challenge to eat. Like people eat this because they like it. It's like, it'd be like putting lutefisk on, you know, Fear Factor. So once they did that, I was like, come on, let me try it for Fear Factor.
So how'd it go? I mean,
I think I was doing okay. If I had a chance, right? It was like at one point we're standing in this circle, and they asked some guy, like, you know, put another guy on the spot, and said like, tell a joke, and I was like, and he just choked, and I should have jumped in because I had so many things I could have said, had I jumped in, I think I would have been on the show.
Can you do it again? Can you try again or?
There it doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, it's not a... Oops.
Oops.
Oh, darn the luck. I was going to try out myself. Okay, so So we've got more coming up with Ben Chan. You're a fun interview. Have you been told that before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This is nice. No, this is probably the most comfortable.
I want it to be your first, but whatever.
I'm kind of a night person.
Yeah.
The trouble is Jeopardy doesn't tape at night. If it taped at night,
you're already crushing.
Yeah, people would be dead.
When we come back... Coming up next, I'm going to give Ben a little Oscars trivia. We'll see how he does. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News talk and sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Tune into the Earl Ingram Show Tuesday at 8 AM for my regular conversation with Sandy Williams. I'm Earl Ingram.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. It's great to be welcome back to WRJN to super serve the folks in Racine and in the surrounding communities every morning. We're talking with local guests who have lifestyle and important information to share with you. We'll have local news, weather, sports, and some good morning fun as well. So wake up with me weekday morning 6 till 8 on 1400 AM and 99.9 FM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. WRJN, hometown radio, refresh
your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.